We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Patriots lose their second of the season. They are now 10-2. And they lose today 28-22. They scored late in the game. Had an opportunity, really, to on the second onside kick where Brendan Bolden got his hands on the ball, took a hop, and he couldn't control it.
He
went out of bounds.
It.
Yeah, they would have taken over control of the ball on the 40-yard line, and they had, what, about 30, 40 seconds left or something like that.
Yeah.
Would have had an opportunity, maybe.
Well, he did score two touchdowns in a row.
Maybe if Gronk was out there.
He put just two receivers.
Maybe if Amendola were out there.
Where's Amendola? Maybe
Antonio Brown.
Maybe, but
I'm not
sure.
He was at the game. AB was at the game.
I just told you he's sitting in Florida and he's on Instagram
putting together Christmas tunes.
Christmas tunes. Seeing if
gotta give him credit.
I loved it.
Don't forget.
Seeing if Rob Kraft is in the.
I loved it.
The seasonal spirit.
He probably sent flowers to Belichick.
Bob Kraft is Jewish, though.
He is.
Oh, okay. So
I said season. Did you hear me say season?
No, I just didn't know if AB understood that, because maybe he doesn't listen to Christmas carols.
I'm not sure he understands anything.
I don't know. Good point.
It's part of the problem. Rocco is in East Somerville.
Yo, Rocco.
Hey, Rocco.
Hey, listen. I just want to give kudos to Romeo Cornell, because I've been saying this for the longest time, maybe since week three. The way you play Brady this season, you blitz him and you double Edelman and you force Brady to throw outside. He doesn't have any weapons. Like I've been saying this after the Cleveland game, the wide receivers cannot create their separation. The only way these receivers now, 2019 receivers, create separation is when the play gets extended and Brady has to. It's basically broken play. And then the defenses lose the receivers.
Well, hold on. That doesn't work either, and I'll tell you why.
That's what you saw today.
No, you didn't. Because your receivers. I'll answer you. Your receivers didn't see that. I mentioned a Dan Olefsky video I put out earlier. I just retweeted Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston, who takes a Jacoby Myers, who's in the slot, and Brady gives him the signal, because usually, and we've said this over the years, all Brady has to do is look at you a certain way, and guys figure it out because they're on the same wavelength.
Not all guys
well,
figure it out.
Well, he sat there, and, and he's telling Jacoby Myers to go. The play's broken down. He's running now. Go, go. And what does he do? He stops, and he overthrows him. All right? And that's
Myers' fault. That's another thing. Like, you saw a lot of balls from Brady where there was no wide receivers around. I mean, I could have counted like five or six.
Do you know why?
The receivers stopped playing.
I can give
you two
exact reasons why. One time when he was giving the signal, and it looked like he was giving the signal for a hitch and go, and Dorsett didn't didn't get it. He was giving him a pre-snap signal. And I'm assuming it was a hitch and go because the way
he gave the gun side.
Yeah, he ran the hitch.
It just looked really bad today, really bad.
It looked bad for a while.
I got one question for Fred. Fred, I got one question for you, buddy. Yeah. How many times did your mother drop you? Because you're one ugly man. Good night, guys.
It wasn't my mother, your mother.
Oh.
And I punted her.
We'll trade mama jokes.
My mother would
kick that. Was it your mom?
I have no idea. Fred, I think you're good looking.
Well, you ain't. This ain't the best looking crew in the world. Let's put it that. That's why we're on radio.
Exactly. Who ever said we were good looking?
Rocco.
Dino's in New Jersey.
Rocco,
hello, Dino.
Hey, what's up, guys? You're going to have to pardon me because I might bounce around a little bit.
All right.
My head's bouncing around. So, after the interception, I don't even think Harry played after that. I don't think it was open, I think, but on first down, Brady missed Sanu, who was open. Then second down, they got about six. And then third down, they ran a slant, which got picked off. But I don't think Harry played after that. After the Sanu drop, could have been challenged. I don't think he played. In the end, it was Myers.
Yeah, he played after Sanu played after that. He played after
that. He did,
but yeah, I don't know about Harry. I'd have to go back and look at it, but Sanu did. Yeah.
Yeah, but that followed you know, a commercial break. So they had time to look at it. And I think at the point of where the game was, it was maybe worth a challenge. But that being said,
it was so worth the challenge. What do you mean, maybe? The ball was in the air when he hit the guy.
Exactly. I know. Well, Glenn said before, you know, Bill doesn't really want to do it.
We don't listen to him. Why would you listen to him?
He's ugly.
I thought that, you know, at the time and the score of the game, you know, you needed it. You absolutely had to have it. And if you could have got it, it would have maybe helped tremendously. But
that was fourth down.
These guys can't get separation, can't get on the same page. And
so what's the answer, Dino? What's the answer? That's what we're trying to figure out. What's the answer?
Well, see, this is the scenario. The answer is the scenario which scares the crap out of me is,
you know,
we're going to lose to the Chiefs because I think it's going to require at least 21 points to beat them, right?
I agree.
So now, are we hoping for Baltimore to beat Buffalo and concede the one, or Buffalo to beat Baltimore, and then maybe Buffalo comes into New England and beats New England, and all of a sudden we drop from the two to a playing in the wild card
game.
It's all possible. Yeah, it's all possible. Yes, you want to be rooting for Buffalo next week, though, to beat Baltimore.
Don't bother.
Because
I'll do enough for you.
Okay. That's what you want, and then you obviously have to beat Kansas City, and then 3 weeks from now you get Buffalo.
Sounds like last year, though. You said it earlier.
No, it doesn't.
We had no faith.
No, that's untrue.
When they lost to Miami, when they lost to Pittsburgh, you're now rewriting history.
Hold on,
baby.
No, what I'm not rewriting was what I'm telling you is this: there's a difference for what that thought was. The difference is that this year they don't have the talent to retool like they did towards the end of the season into the playoffs last year. They don't.
But we didn't think they did last year.
We didn't think they did either.
We did. He's right. We did.
I'll tell you exactly what I know for a fact because I've said it many times.
It's a fact that I said it.
I don't remember a lot, but I remember things I say.
I don't listen to half of what you say, but go ahead.
Well, good. I don't listen to the other half.
Okay. Tell us a lie again.
I kept saying it. Just tell me how healthy you are going into the playoffs. That's what I wanted to know about the Patriots. And
they're relatively healthy.
But they had no offense at the time.
We
said the exact same thing we're saying now. I think you're right. I look at the personnel. They were able to figure something out because they had the personnel to run the ball. Brock was
hurt a lot.
They had some talent last year. They had some offensive line talent. They had a much better offensive line last year.
Yeah.
They had a fullback who could play. It wasn't on IR. They had Gronk.
Yeah, but the offensive line was not an issue in this game tonight. We already pointed it out. Cannon had some issues. There was no question about it. But overall, they made a couple of mistakes. Okay, with the safety came in and blitzed and was untouched. But on the whole, the offensive line was not the problem.
Great.
The receivers are a problem.
That's 2 out of 6 games. I mean, 2 out of 12 games. Okay,
right.
I think
wins made a difference. And maybe Cannon, after his third week with the illness, next week will be a lot better.
Cannon didn't play well.
I do think that looking at the receivers right now, I don't see an answer.
Cannon was sick.
He was sick last week, and Belichick held him up as the hero of the union.
Yeah, because he kept going in and out.
All right, for crying out loud. Where was that heroic behavior today?
He's a one hell of a tackle.
I'm just using you. Now you're disputing what Belichick says.
Well, no, before you said if they had talent.
I don't understand you.
He's talented.
Why are you denigrating a hero? Belichick called him a hero.
He is a hero for fighting through this disease he had.
Fred's making some sense right now. So his mother actually did not drop him on his head. She dropped him on his nose.
It's a fluid disease.
Last year. Paul's
in New Hampshire.
Situation, we're all
alone. Let me go to Paul.
We're not going to make it.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Say, Paul.
It's really great to hear you guys on the radio again. I miss the old days of the big show. But let me ask you a question. Third quarter, James White finally punches it in. They get within 12 or 11, whatever it was. Brady takes a delay a game on the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
He didn't like the play they had. He didn't want to waste the timeout.
Right. That's what they were doing.
Said.
Yeah, that's what they were doing. I thought originally that that they were looking to draw them offside, doing something like that. But
he
Fred's
said,
right. And really, what difference was there? Another 5 yards? You got to make that. Oh, you got to make that.
Not even quite.
It's 5 yards.
22 yards or, I'm sorry, 23 yards or 28
There's
yards.
There's no difference. For a normal kicker, there is no difference.
Negligible if there is.
So even for a guy that you pick up off the street, you got to make that point after. So that's what they were doing. They came out. They thought they had a play. Brady looked at it and said, oh, bleep, this is not going to work.
Right.
And so they didn't want to use up the timeout because they knew they were playing from behind. So at that point, you take the delay of game and you say, okay, let's just take the 1 point. And our kicker's got to kick it from 5 yards further out.
That thought probably never even entered his mind because who would think that there's a difference between a 23-yard and a 28-yard field goal? I would say that if there's a 1% difference, I'd be surprised. It's
also, did you find that there was some hesitancy in the fourth quarter drive where they were just kind of dinking and dunking, trying to get some points on the board in the fourth quarter when they were down by 3 scores?
Well, because it couldn't go deep.
They were probably trying to get whatever they were given.
Well, yeah.
Well, you listen to them, because they said in their booth, this looks like it's time for Hail Marys. They didn't think they'd be able to score 2 touchdowns like they did.
Yeah. Also think about it this way. If you're Houston,
exactly.
You got your guys back.
Right.
You're not.
That's what they did. They went underneath to White, and then White got how many yards after 35. That, after the catch?
Yeah.
So that's what they were doing. But a lot of that was Houston, and what Houston's looking at it saying, we got this game. Let's just not get beat with one big chunk play. Yeah.
And they were right. Yeah. They played it the right way. Even though it got close at the end or closer at the end, they were right.
But it is funny, Steve, when they changed to what they were doing that was dominating them, and all of a sudden they come out and play a prevent and let them run up and down the field and get close.
But to Paul's point about the 2-point conversion, wouldn't you have more than one play at your disposal? And if you're Tom Brady, I mean, don't you have the ability to change that play?
Change up? I think he's limited. There's four guys now. He's got a problem right now, Steve.
Yeah.
When he's trying to change up at the line of scrimmage, he doesn't have guys that are on the same page.
True.
This is a line. Phil Perry wrote this tonight.
Yep.
Meyer said after the game he tried to push up and come back to Brady. Okay? So he read that signal that Brady had that he wanted him to push up and come back to Brady. Brady's signal was to go deep. Listen. On the play,
lame.
Stop and go.
Lame.
And he said,
how many fingers does he have?
And so Meyer said after the game, we're just on different pages. But, well, that's a problem.
First off,
you're 12 games into the freaking season. You can't be on different pages.
And you're wrong in your interpretation of what Brady's saying. When he's waving at you at least 2 times, maybe 3, to go downfield, that he's not like, hey, and then bring his arm. Hey, you're not going to say that.
Absolutely.
You might be lucky to get one hand signal into a guy, whether it's right, left, or deep. You know, you probably can't tell a guy to come back. That's a harder.
So let's
now,
look.
If you're on your page, you're not going to get the ball thrown to you.
Exactly.
Because your page is BS.
So let's look at the
Tom's
skill set.
The only one you should be paying attention to.
The biggest skill set we've seen of Tom Brady over 20 years, and that is that he reads defenses as well as anybody who ever played the game along with maybe Peyton Manning, okay? He reads that defense. The problem he's got is, as he reads it, he's throwing the audible, he's giving signals, he's changing up on the fly what he needs to do based on what he sees of the defense, and if these receivers can't figure it out, you're screwed.
Well, Steve, you know
this. You're screwed.
If the quarterback's out and getting pressured, they all say, run. Someone blasts down the field.
Well, someone goes, usually, so if you're rolling one way, somebody comes to the sideline, somebody goes downfield, whatever. There's usually a plan for it. But when the quarterback gives you direct hand signals
to go downfield,
that's pretty straightforward. But as far as the extra point, too, in terms of maybe calling another play, you're down in the end zone. It's a lot louder in the end zone. You got the people, the fans right on top of you there.
And your personnel
basically a center that doesn't have a whole lot of experience. So, yeah, I mean, I understand that. But he should I think he probably did the right thing because you shouldn't – the thought of the difference of a 23- or 28-yard field goal makes no sense whatsoever. It's difference whatsoever.
So the question I have is, if they're not on the same page, you're 12 games into it now. And people can say, well, they didn't have a lot of OTA time. They didn't have this. They didn't have – you're 12 games into it. There are players that are jumping on rosters right now, like Emmanuel Sanders and others, who are having, you know, productive games. The problem is – that you've got these kids that just don't get it, don't understand it. How do you fix that?
Remember the days when Randy Moss was here and he said he's the smartest player he ever played with? He just knew what to do with that.
Well, Antonio Brown, they connected that first week.
They did. Yeah.
Played in Miami, and they connected right away.
Yeah,
I brought up Antonio Brown again.
Yeah, the idea that—
So does everyone else, Glenn.
First off,
you
actually voiced that idea to some media types that— hey, we're just not on the same page. If you're even going to bring that subject up, say, I've got to work harder. I've got to get on the same page. I'm not holding up my end because there's the greatest tight end, greatest quarterback in the history of the league there. It's not we're not on the same page. There's no option here. You're on Tom Brady's page or you're not on Tom Brady's page. There's no Jacoby Myers page. There is no page. You have to be on the quarterback's page.
Well, if the young receivers are thinking then you're really screwed.
What is Belichick thinking? Is he looking at me? Are you kidding me?
I think he just probably was, some of these guys aren't as adept with the media as others. I think he just probably made a mistake. That's all. I'm sure he didn't mean that, me and Tom have different pages.
So you're 12 games into it. How do you fix it with these guys if Brady can't communicate? That's the problem right now. All right, we get right back to your phone call. 617-779-7937. The Patriots lose their second game of the season tonight in Houston. We're back to talk about it with you next. Tom Brady throws for 326 yards. The problem is he had one interception, had two touchdowns in the game. And he loses, and he was really frustrated when the game was over, and there are communication issues with some of these receivers. Deshaun Watson finishes with 234 yards. He had four total touchdowns, one he ran in. So next week, Kansas City is in town, 425 at Gillette. Bruins win their seventh straight tonight. They beat the Canadiens again, second time in a week. 3-1 your final in this one for Pastrnak, his 24th goal of the season. We're only 29 games into the season. Celtics this afternoon come from behind, beat the Knicks 113-104. Tatum with 30, Brown had 28. They are home Wednesday to take on the Miami Heat. And we're back to more phone calls next.
Second and 10 at the 11-yard line. Brady goes down to get the low shotgun.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Snap, has pressure up the middle. Brady starts to scramble. Brady throws on the run to James White in the middle of the end zone for the touchdown. Tom Brady using his feet to buy extra time and then a strike to James White in the middle of the end zone for six. And it's 28-15 with 3:42 to go in the fourth.
So James White had eight catches, 98 yards. He had two touchdowns on the night, and he ran the ball 14 times.
That's a pretty good day.
For 79 yards, an average of 5.6, his longest 32 yards. And there's your Patriots player of the game, James White. Sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accept donations of boats and RVs and motorcycles and real estates. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. By the way, I mentioned Watson had himself four touchdowns, one by running. It was actually four through the air because that was that double handoff.
He received,
it. Right, he actually caught it.
Yeah, it was called a pass.
Right, because it was really a handoff, but it was a handoff in front of him.
No, it was a double handoff, reverse.
And then
I think it was the receiver.
It was Hopkins.
Hopkins was running like an option.
Correct.
And Watson got ahead of him, and when he pitched the ball, that was the forward pass.
Correct.
So it was a touchdown pass for Hopkins.
It wasn't a pass up here. No. It was a pitch down here. But since you're doing it in front of you, it is a pass.
Well, no, because it was a forward pitch.
Correct.
Yeah, just like you see when they when a receiver comes in front of the quarterback who's in a shotgun and he
the little shovel pass.
That's a pass too. Yes.
He was getting hit when he threw that. That could have been a fumble.
It was
forward. Could have, should have, would
have. He didn't know. He didn't.
It didn't. It didn't.
That's a risky
run. They were so lucky to win that game.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
So, passing touchdowns allowed by the Patriots defense weeks 1 through 12, 4. Tonight, they gave up 4. Not so good.
Not
right?
a good night. No.
Not so good. All right, back to the phone calls. We go here. Sean, he's in a car. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
How y'all doing tonight?
Good, Sean. How
are you? Great,
Sean. I just want to augment and amplify the comments of previous callers about missing the old Big Show, and really grateful on the way home from work on Sunday nights to hear you guys. Just wanted to address Steve. Steve, what's your thoughts about your son Zach being put on IR and the possibility of his career with the Giants ending? Do you think he'll continue in the NFL? Has he given you any indication that he wants to continue, or do you think he'd like to continue with the Giants?
We talked a little bit about it, but you know, believe it or not, we don't talk a lot of football, and right now it's
our golf. That's what they talk
about. We do talk a lot of
golf.
We absolutely
right.
How good mine is compared to his. But I don't know. He'll IR means that he's basically on the Giants until the free agent period starts. I guess March or whenever the free agent period starts. So he's going to take some time off and decide. It's his 13th season. He's had a tremendously
That's
long
amazing,
career.
Isn't it? 13 years? I remember when he was just drafted. That is unbelievable. 13 years.
Yeah, ridiculous. And so I don't. He hasn't decided anything yet. He's going to take some time off, and he's still getting paid, so he can afford to take dad on a golf trip here and there. Oh, so
I would say long snappers can go to the 50, 60?
60 years old. Yeah.
It's what do you like? It's
you
easy?
Went till you were 54.
No, I just looked like it from hard living. All right, my son didn't have the hard life that I had.
No, that's too bad.
Nutrition.
That's too bad. He's on
it
that.
Is. Nutrition. Yeah. It is. And the worst part about it, not the worst part about it, but the had he played one more game, and he was playing with these little injuries for 4 or 5 weeks, but had he played one more game, it would have been even 200 games for the Giants.
Ooh.
I mean, he's got, if you count the playoff games, he's got like 210, but it would have been 200 regular season
games. Can he cheat?
Games.
And if somebody asks and say, how many games did you play? Well, close to 200.
I tried that, and nobody believed that I played in 320 games. Just, you know.
That is unbelievable, though. He's had a 13-year career, and we know Zach's going to be able to do whatever he wants in
life.
With
the Browns.
He's going to go to the smart kid.
Yeah.
He'll do whatever
he wants.
His
father's kind of a link around his.
He'll carry you. Don't worry about it, Steve. You're all set.
Sure.
And your senior year.
You talk to him?
He'll take care of you.
He'll get you some nice golf clubs.
He's already done that.
He'll be good for you.
Yeah. You can drive him around on the car.
You guys know him. He's just a good man. He loves his family. He overcame the disability of being half Greek. So,
the upper half.
You know, it's.
What are you laughing at, Glenn?
Is it the upper half?
He overcame.
My family always told me it was the bottom half.
He is a great guy, and he has a great education.
Yeah, and he loves my grandchildren.
But that's great.
Fine. Wherever, whatever he decides
years.
To do, he'll
if
be
if this
fine.
Is the end, it's unbelievable.
Here's a big thing, though. Years. The NFL takes care of you, and it didn't take care of you back when we were playing.
It's still the same, though. If you're play that long in the NFL and you're counting on your pension to cover you, you're not doing things the right way.
Right.
You're not saving your money. You're not investing wisely. You're living.
Well, if you do all those things plus the NFL pension.
Yeah, but actuarially speaking, it's not ridiculously far off from what we had 30 years ago. You know,
a little bit. Don't they give them
it is in terms of
you can get medical.
Jealousy,
you get medical longer than that, right?
In terms of you played a lot before longer. I mean, before I did. So
how's your parole office? What are you talking about?
I don't know what the pension was in the '60s, Fred. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, it's good. All right. Funny hats.
Let's do this. Let's hear. I want to hear a little of Billy O'Brien and what he had to say at the end of this game.
Yeah, I think it was a good win, Brian. I think that guys worked hard this week. You know, I think it hasn't always been perfect this year, but you know, they've come into work every week in this room, and they focused, and we've had you know decent practices, and I thought that's what happened. You know, this week we practiced hard this week. They put a lot out there. They put preparation in, and they it paid off for them. And I think that it was a good team win, and it keeps us in the hunt.
Deshaun has, since college, high school, played so well under the lights, and really in the NFL. But tonight, against the Patriots, Brady, Belichick, the fans, a national TV audience really saw that.
Yeah, he did. He's a great player. He does. You're right. I mean, he's come up big in important games throughout his life, you know, high school, Clemson, Houston. And he's just he's a great guy to coach. He's got great poise. A couple tough plays out there tonight. Got hit on a sack, got hit on a blitz a couple times. You know, we kind of fixed it. We were able to make some plays, and he kept us in it. You know, he kept us. That's what his personality does. He's resilient. He's tough, and he plays the next play, which is really good.
Bill, did you get a sense that over here? Did you get a sense that your defense was close to getting something going in the past couple weeks with a pass rush, and then Jacob Martin gets it going? You know, he'd been close to past couple of weeks, but to get home a couple of times tonight. Can you talk a little bit about the pass rush as a whole and then Jacob Martin?
Yeah, these guys work hard. I mean, Jacob, Whitney, Barcavius was out there tonight. Obviously, DJ Reader, Brandon Dunn. People don't talk about Brandon Dunn a lot. You know, he's just a grinder, plays really tough football. Linebackers have played well all year, BMAC and Cunningham. So, you know, we have a good front. We got some decent depth there, and I thought that those guys played hard tonight. You know, it wasn't always pretty. They gave up some plays here and there, but they played hard, and they played the next play, which is what we need to keep doing.
Coach, when it comes to your free agent pickups of Duke Johnson, Fells, and Hyde, what impressed you about what they've been able to accomplish and do for your team?
Yeah, those guys came in, and they've really fit our culture really well. They study hard, they prepare, they understand their roles. I believe that they enjoy being a part of the team, and they contribute in a lot of different ways. So I think all three of those guys have brought a good good work ethic, and they're good teammates.
There you go, Billy O'Brien. After the game, he mentioned DJ Reed of the nose tackle, who I thought played well in this game. He clogged up a lot of the
two
running
gappers.
Game. Yep, and he mentioned Martin and Duke Johnson, who had a couple of big plays. He was a guy that was with Cleveland a year ago, and they picked him up, and he played well. I would say overall, I'm not going to sit here and try to tell you that the Houston Texans are a real good team. What are they now, 8-4 in the season or
they're
whatever?
Good.
Okay, but they played well tonight.
They have a lot of weak
and
spots.
I thought they had a terrific game plan for New England. And you noticed that Steve and I were talking about it during the game. They were going to three running backs. Actually, one or two of them were tight
Sound
ends.
Familiar?
And, they stole that from Baltimore. They basically looked at it and said New England had trouble doing this, dealing with it. The confusion of who's got the ball. And we have kind of a mobile quarterback, so we're going to kind of give them the same look that they got with Baltimore, and it was effective.
And I think if they had a better offensive line, they might have gone to it more. I mean, the Texans' offensive line isn't as good as Baltimore's. And
we're not bad.
With tons of left Baltimore. Tackle now, they're better than they've been in the past.
And we talk about Baltimore.
It was the center there, the other Martin, Nick Martin, right? Is that his name? He's pretty good.
They're all okay. You know, get a quarterback that can get out of trouble, and he can move around real well. And he gets out of the pocket. He's real. How many touchdowns? Well, touchdowns were when he's out of the pocket, right?
Yes.
You know, so, and he's just adapted to the position, learned how to play it better. Guys hold him up a little bit, or someone comes in, he can get out of it. That's the big thing.
You know?
But Baltimore's on offense, they just pound. I don't know a team. So much pass rushing going on. People are more apt to have pass rushes than the team.
Well, I sort of.
Two gappers usually don't have them.
Right.
Or offensive linemen, when they're pounding you, your guys can't stop. You don't have the size to beat and stop them in a two gap. They just keep pounding you 3 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards, 7 yards. They're just giving it to the back.
I agree with you, but beyond that, and I noticed it again today with San Francisco that has a really good defense and they're fast. Okay, that's a fast defense. Again, deception is the biggest issue you have with Baltimore.
Yeah.
Who's got the ball?
Agreed.
How many times did you see it today where they're tackling Ingram? He doesn't have the ball.
Yep.
Okay, or doing just the opposite. They're going to Jackson. Ingram's got the ball. Yep. The way he lays it in, the way he takes it back, the way he deals. I think the biggest problem you have with them is they play so fast. You, instead of slowing everything down, you play at that rapid speed. And when you do, you're not sure
you
who's got the football.
They're very good at hiding it, too. You got to be able to make sure you get the guy. So a lot of times they have those big tight ends or they have big fullback as a defensive lineman. You know, you're letting them go because you're not used to it. Yeah, you got to know who to cover at all times with them because they're very good.
But when it comes down to Lamar Jackson watching the outside backer or the defensive end and watching him keeping that ball in Ingram's gut to the very last second, and that's very tempting for a defensive end or an outside linebacker to go at the a good tough strong runner like Ingram. It's very tempting to want to go in there and make the tackle, and he makes such good reads, and it was so smart of them to make that, because he ran it like crazy in college. I mean, with lesser talent around him and playing against lesser talent too, but he ran that play so well in college. It was smart to figure out how to do it here, and the way they figured it out is not just doing it, but adding an extra big body in there with a tight end.
The personnel to help him.
You know, Ingram and the tight ends, I think, have made the difference from where they were last year.
From most teams now. You know, they're soft. They play more finesse football. These guys come out and punch you in the face.
See, I think they learned their lesson last year when they got beaten up by the Chargers, who were, you know, loading it up in the back, okay?
Yep.
And they said, oh, we got to be able to run up front. Now, if you look at it, they're different. They're heavier on the offensive side.
Right. Great
exactly.
job.
Exactly. Changes
job.
Everything. Yep. All right. We got one more segment to go here, fellas.
Yeah.
All right. The Patriots go 10-2. They lose this one 28-22. So next week they're back at Gillette and a tough game. Kansas City Chiefs, who are getting their act together. It's a 425 game, and I think this offense might have to score a few more points.
Don't be scared.
Trouble
not
with
scared.
A capital T.
Ooh.
It's not going to be easy.
And
according to Fred, there is a way that the Buffalo Bills could win the East.
Oh, stop it. We're going to join you next week after that game. If you missed any of our show here,
what time's that
you
game
can go at? To the hear the entire program, radio.com app, using the rewind feature.
There's another late game.
Talk over you, sorry.
To Shime and all the other people that helped
screw
us out.
Them.
Yeah. What do you mean, screw them?
No,
they
I meant
did a good
job,
job.
Guys.
They did a terrific
what
job.
What did I say? Bring us food.
I meant good job. I meant screw Fred.
We lost TV coverage, and Shime did all the play-by-play in our air force for the show. All right, boys, we'll do it again next week. I'll be with you tomorrow, 2 o'clock, OMF with Bill Bell. Ooh, it'll be interesting tomorrow. Good night.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.